We were together as a family in Brazil, in a city called Manaus. We were going to travel to the Amazon, so we were on a river, a fairly small craft, and we were involved in what I can only describe as a kind of game of dare, in which there was a collision and my wife lost her life. The criminal trial was long-winded. It was very uncertain, even if there would be a charge or a conviction. The case was adjourned halfway through for no reason that we could understand. So we had to travel backwards and forwards to Brazil on three occasions. So it wasn't pleasant, put it that way. It's not something you expect to be doing. The next step now is, we've only recently heard that they've admitted liability. I'm not sure why it's taken them so long. Or why now they've decided that they will accept liability, but that's the case. So we're looking to finalise things with a settlement, and then that will finish the civil litigation. When something like that happens, it changes your life. It's not like an illness that you can completely recover from, but we've got on with things as best we can, and both my daughters have done very, very well. And, we've rebuilt our lives as best we can. Well, hopefully this will make holiday companies more aware of their obligations towards safety and being careful who they subcontract. And also, in particular, that stretch of river where my wife was killed was notoriously dangerous.